¡Ay, ay, ay, ay! ¡Estamos aquí en México! ¡Tierra del Sol! ¡Viva, viva! Well, not really. We're still in the United States. We're in San Ysidro at the busiest border crossing in the world, the San Ysidro-Tijuana border crossing. And all along the Mexican border, you will see, whenever you are at a border crossing, the casas de cambio, the money exchange houses, because people need to exchange their money back and forth between pesos and dollars. And this is an excellent illustration for how brokers versus dealers work on Wall Street. We discussed in the presentation the role of the broker who buys and sells on behalf of their clients, and a dealer, also called a market maker, whose job it is to hold on to the securities, the stocks, bonds, whatever, and make a market and buy and sell from their own inventory. Now, the broker makes makes their living off of the commission. Not so the dealers. In fact, what you often see are signs that say, no comisión, no commit. We don't charge a commission. We're not brokers. We're dealers. We're market makers. And so how does this work? Well, it's very similar to what happens on Wall Street. You don't see one price. You see many. And the price you see on your internet quote, that's just the best price available, plus it's 15, 20 minutes late. It's 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. So what's going on here? These people are competing amongst one another. In fact, notice that this company, Bahamex, they own about 12 or so in the San Ysidro area. And they're competing against each other because these two stores, these Casas de Cambio, are right across the street from one another. Plus, there are other companies that own one or more of these Casas de Cambio. So how does this work? Say you want to go into Mexico. You're going to change some of your dollars into pesos. They will give you 19.78 pesos for every dollar you give them. This one company, Bahamex. Right across the street, they'll give you $7.99. A little bit more, right? And then, down just a couple of doors down, they'll give you 19.808 pesos to the dollar. And they're within spitting distance of one another. They're in the same block. And this company was right across the street. Now, this company is only giving us 19.64. What's going on here? Well, they're all competing. Now, what happens when you want to change your pesos back into dollars? Well, that's a different issue, isn't it? They want you to pay 19.94 pesos to get a dollar. So you see, the dealers, the market makers, they make money off of the spread, off of the difference. And sometimes the spread is very tight, as it is with these, this one's a little wider than the other. No, not that much. 799, 780. This one's the best, right? 808. This one's a little wider, isn't it? 640 to 950. And this is what's going on Wall Street, folks. You, as an individual retail investor, you're going to have to pay the higher price to get the security. And when you go back to sell it, you're going to get the lower price. That's the ask price is the higher price, and the bid is the lower price. But all these companies, they got to make a living too, right? And so they are competing for your business. And now this one is a company that is down the street. Actually, they opened up another one right next to the other guys, the previous slide. But I find that these guys often have the best price, or at least they did until they opened up another store, another Casa de Cambio, right next on the previous slide to the Bahamexes. So now that one often has the best price. In fact, the one that was 808, that was an ABC money exchange. But this one has a soft spot in my heart because I often use these guys, and they're very friendly, and the line is out the door. The line is often out the door. So obviously they've treated their customers well, and people are willing to wait to get the deal that these people give them. So all these companies are, notice though, that this is, they're charging a little bit more for, to change your pesos back into dollars, right? The spread's a little bit wider because of this, but not that much. It's not that, if it's a, you know, it's $100 or so, it's pennies. It's not a big deal. Now, let's take a look at someone different. These guys are across the street from the first slide, from the folks who are the companies, the Casas de Cambio that were on the first slide. But wait a minute, they're offering us 20.199. But they charge us a lot more for when we switch. When we switch from our pesos back into dollars. But what you will notice on this place is you don't see no comisión. Yeah, these people, these people are not only acting as brokers, as market makers, as dealers, as market makers, they are also acting as brokers. They also charge a commission. Now, is that okay? Yeah, it's perfectly fine, as long as it is, in the case of Wall Street, as long as disclaimed, as long as it's transparent, they say it. And sometimes your brokerage firm will say, hey, we not only were your broker and charged you a commission, but we also acted as a dealer, as a market maker, because we have people in our house, in our company, they say in-house, who have this security. They own this stock, and they buy and sell from their own inventory. And hopefully, if it's a reputable brokerage firm, they're giving you a pretty good price, right? Let's hope they are. You can't tell. That's the problem. They don't show you the difference between the best price and the price that your particular market maker gave you. So be careful. Sometimes these people not only charge you, they make money off the spread, but they also charge you commission. And this company, I never see people in this store. In fact, at the time, which was during the day, it was closed. And so I don't know if they actually do that much business. I don't know. Anyway, finally we're in Mexico. Now we're in Tijuana. And invariably, folks, every once in a while you'll see it differently, but invariably the amount you get for your dollars is much lower in Tijuana. So it makes more sense to change your dollars into pesos in San Isidro. I don't know why it is. But if you're trying to change the pesos back into dollars, exactly, it makes more sense for you to be in Tijuana and change your dollars into pesos there because the amount you have to give them is less. Now, this is a very interesting situation because what was happening? They were giving us 19.8, whatever it was, that was the best one, 19.808. Pesos for dollars, we can run across the border and then buy dollars at 19.45 and actually make money. Now, why aren't there people running back and forth across the border? Well, it takes forever to get across back and forth the border unless you have a sentry pass. And if you have a sentry pass, they specifically forbid you to do any business dealings with the, it doesn't mean that they're going to know or anything, but they're going to see you jumping back and forth. They're going to ask questions. But also, when you try to do a large amount of change of money, they ask for your identification. And I don't do that much because we just go over go to Rosarito for lunch or TJ for dinner. But when my wife and I go down to Mexico for vacation, we have a Bancomer account, Bancomer, one of the biggest banks in Mexico, and it's very cool. We run to our bank, our credit union, take the cash out, run down to San Isidro, change it to pesos, and get a very good, about the same as what the banks charge when you wire the money. Plus, you don't have to pay the wire charge, which is both banks charge you the wire charge, $20-$25. And then change it into pesos, run across the border very quickly, and go to the Bancomer, deposit it. And then throughout Mexico, Bancomer has and ATM machines and branches everywhere in Mexico. So we save on ATM fees, which can be enormous. Plus, the exchange rate in some areas, in the tourist areas, is horrible, as we're going to see. We're going to see how they make money off that spread. So for us, when we do that, they say, okay, who are you? We want to see your identification, and we're in the computer now. So I think, exactly, they don't want people doing this. They don't want people running across the border doing what's called arbitrage. However, because obviously, it's back and forth across the border, something's going on, who is this guy, what's he doing? But electronically, this happens all the time in the stock markets, that companies will try to make money off of a abnormal pricing, where somebody is offering something for less than somebody else, and the people with the high-frequency traders can run in, jump in, and make money off of that arbitrage, that irregularity, that inconsistency in pricing. So, you understand what's going on? I hope I wasn't too long-winded. On the Tijuana side, it makes more sense for you to buy your dollars, change your dollars into pesos. On the San Isidro side, it makes more sense for you to take your dollars and put them into pesos. And notice that the spreads are a little bit bigger here. Here's 600, they call them basis points, points about 0.6, about 0.4. So, yes. Now, watch what happens here. We said that these dealers make money off of the spreads. Well, in what's called an efficient market, where there's plenty of dealers, plenty of market makers, plenty of buyers and sellers, retail buyers and retail sellers, the spreads should be very small because competition will drive the market. What happens when there are places that are off the beaten track or just try to take advantage of people who don't know any better? Well, here are a couple of places. This place used to be very, very popular. I don't see too many people there anymore. Why? Because this was right on the pedestrian path that a whole sea of gringos would use to get to downtown TJ, to the Revolution, right, where the archway and where the tourists all go. But that's all changed. That sea of tourists is not there. Plus, they've changed the border crossings several times, so this company does not make as much money as they used to. But here's somebody, you can't really see it here, but when you blow it up, you see, aha, cobramos comisión. So not only are they making money off of the spread, which is actually smaller than the other companies you saw in Tijuana, but they're also charging you a commission. Yeah, so they're acting as dealers, as market makers with the spread, and also they're acting as brokerages. They're charging you a commission. Not good, it's not very good, but they took advantage of people not really knowing what was going on. They wanted to change some dollars into pesos. Now here is this place is one of the places that is very nasty. It's not good to their clients. They want you to pay 19.73 pesos to get dollars. But look at what they're going to give you when you change your dollars into pesos. 18.099. Yes, it's criminal. But this is typical, folks. This is typical. They're taking advantage of people who don't really understand how the spread works. Somebody told me they're trying to fool people into thinking that the zero is a period, point, 18.99. I don't think anybody's fooled by that. I think they just don't know. They don't know any better. And so they give them dollars, and they're going to get only 18.099 pesos. But this is very typical, folks. Where? Well, when you leave the efficient markets of the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and, and the major markets around the world where there are plenty of dealers and market makers and plenty of buyers and sellers. When you leave that area and enter the wrong side of the tracks, the bad side of town, the red light district, and you go to the OTC bulletin boards, the pink sheets, well, they're trying to clean up their act, but they're not. They're still the place where these thousands of penny stocks that are basically worthless, they're just sham corporations. And so you think you're going to be able to make money with these things because, sure, it's going to go up a lot. You know, it goes from 4 cents to 7 cents. But look at the spread. The spread, if they publish it, which they don't often do, the spread will be enormous. You have to pay 7 cents to get the stock, but when you go to buy it back, they'll give you 3 cents. That's huge. And you say, well, it's only a few pennies. Wrong. Look at that as a percentage. It's as if, you know, they're charging you 19.73 pesos to get a dollar, and then they're going to give you, 10 pesos when you give them a dollar? You know, 50% difference? So that's why, yet another reason, not the least the fact that these companies are worthless, but that's yet another reason why you, as a potential investor, should just stay far away from any kind of penny stock. Okay, so to recap. Dealers, market makers make money off the spread between the ask and the bid price. Brokers make money off of representing their clients, their commission, and buying and selling on behalf of their clients, where dealers, market makers keep an inventory and make money off the spread. And when next time you want to go to Mexico, I can give you the names of some awesome restaurants in TJ. Stop in San Isidro, change your dollars into pesos, and you'll get a better deal if you do that, really. Because often the restaurants will give you 18, but less. And that makes sense. That makes sense because they're not in the money business, folks. They're in the restaurant business. So you give them dollars and they go, oh, we got to change these into pesos. So they give you fewer pesos for your dollar because it costs them time, money, energy to go then change them back into pesos. I hope this has been helpful to you. Go back and take a look at it. And if you have any or need any recommendations, I just love going to Mexico. See ya!